This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Propane supplies may struggle to keep up with this year's expected demand for the gas in rural areas as likely record rain production presages a long crop drying season, according to Reuters. The outlook is especially tough given last year's double whammy of record prices and supply shortages, which left many farmers with damp grain and reduced poultry production on the year. Much of the problem stems from the low priority most distributors place on propane. Oil and gas get first dibs since demand for them is generally level over the year. Rail congestion problems are easing for farmers, according to Bloomberg. With booms in oil, grain, and coal all ongoing, finding space on trains is still tough. But BNSF predicts near normal flow by sometime in September, when they expect no more than 2,000 cars will be 17 days or more behind schedule. CP remains congested, however, and may not recover in time for the harvest. Deere & Company said its third quarter profits were down 15% as fewer farms produced more food for less money than ever. Deere dealers have responded with incentives such as free warranty coverage and software subscriptions, but those things can't change the fact that trade-ins are more difficult because dealers lack demand from customers for new equipment of any sort. The downturn isn't just in the U.S. either. Sales remain difficult across the globe except for Asia, where demand is expected to rise slightly. Analysts say a glut of late model used equipment will be around for years to come, and that means fast growth for Deere likely remains years off also. Tropical storm Isel has destroyed a large percentage of Hawaii's papaya trees, likely putting some farmers out of business entirely. The quick development and transmission of disease from fallen trees means that land with down crops has to be abandoned. It will take many years before some farmers recover. Some veal farmers, scarred by accusations of animal cruelty, are letting their calves out to roam, much as free-range chicken advocates did years ago. Strauss Brands, a third-generation Milwaukee livestock processor, sells its veal to Whole Food stores as well as restaurants such as the Macaroni Grill chain and the Mesa Grill in Las Vegas. Strauss distributes roughly a quarter of the veal produced in the U.S. Of that, 5% are free-raised. Its calves are free to roam and nurse from their mothers. They do not receive antibiotics or hormones as part of their regular diet. Randy Strauss, Strauss Brand's chief executive, says free-raised veal took away the stigma and made people feel good and gave them permission to try veal again. Per capita veal consumption has dropped by more than 90% since the mid-1970s. The Illinois Farm Bureau has announced Congressman Rodney Davis has been named a friend of agriculture and endorsed by the Illinois Agricultural Association Activator, IFB's political involvement fund, which seeks to help elect pro-farm candidates no matter party affiliation or office. The announcement was made during Ag Day at the Illinois State Fair. Congressman Davis was the only member of Congress, including all 435 congressmen and all 100 senators, to serve on both the Farm Bill and the WERDA conference committees. He was personally involved every step of the way in getting the first Farm Bill passed in 6 years and the first WERDA bill passed out of Congress in 7 years. Davis worked hard to ensure Illinois Farm Bureau top priorities were included in the new Farm Bill, including enhanced crop insurance, commodity program choice, and streamlined conservation programs. On WERDA, Davis worked across the aisle and sponsored provisions in the final bill that will permit public-private partnerships on waterway projects and to help address the $60 billion project backlog. On the Farm Bill, he's kept an eye on U.S. Environmental Protection Agency regulatory overreach, inserting new Farm Bill language requiring ag representation on EPA's Science Advisory Panel. Congressman Davis has had farmers' backs on Capitol Hill. The local farmer activator trustees in the 13th Congressional District endorsed Davis because he supported key legislative issues impacting agriculture while in the U.S. House of Representatives, including renewable fuels, and is strongly opposed to the U.S. EPA's proposed expansion of the definition of waters of the United States. Activator members also endorsed Davis because his service to the constituents of the 13th District was exemplary and would continue to be an asset. The Friend of Agriculture designation places Davis in a group of select members of the House of Representatives who understand the leading role Illinois agriculture plays in the global marketplace and the far-reaching benefits of its products, and proves he comprehends agriculture's benefits extend beyond the vital function of feeding Illinois, the nation, and the world. Governor Pat Quinn has signed into law Senate Bill 3398, which allows farmers with the smallest trucks, pickups, and dualies to have their vehicles identified as covered farm vehicles. The legislation provides farmers with small pickup trucks the same exemptions allowed by federal trucking regulations for the largest farm trucks, while preserving their utility as a multi-use family vehicle. Farmers can receive the covered farm vehicle designation through the registration process by paying a small $10 fee. The bill aligns regulations for large trucks with farm plates and small trucks pulling farm-plated trailers. This new designation provides a cost savings for farmers operating smaller trucks pulling farm-plated trailers. It provides them access to relief from the costs of some federal trucking regulations, such as having to get a medical card, hours of service restrictions, and pre-trip and post-trip inspections. Bowlers looking to sharpen their skills and have some fun are encouraged to participate in the 4th Annual Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation Bowling Tournament to be held on Saturday, August 23rd at Bolero Lanes in Carlinville. This fundraising event is hosted by the MCAE Foundation to support county agriculture scholarships and the Macoupin County Agricultural Literacy Program. The evening begins at 5 p.m. with registration and a social hour. Bowling starts at 6 p.m. The evening will also see a silent auction, someone going home with a weekend getaway to Herman, Missouri, and other prizes. The MCAE Foundation is now taking registrations to participate in this year's event. The 9-pin no-tap tournament has room for up to 28 teams. Entry fee for a 4-person team is $100. The fee includes 3 games and non-alcoholic fountain drinks. The winning team will leave with a $150 cash prize. To register for the tournament, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 or Ron Shepherd at 217-556-6847. Those that don't wish to bowl are encouraged to come out and have a good time. All proceeds from the tournament go to the MCAE Foundation. The top funding priorities of the foundation are the funding of scholarships for deserving students who are or plan to study agriculture or related areas and the Macoupin County Agricultural Literacy Program. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation believes the future of agriculture is dependent upon well-educated leaders who will feed the world in the 21st century and beyond. That's why the foundation was started, to encourage, promote, and fund agriculture's future. Farm Bureau recently received a copy of a landowner information packet from Energy Transfer Partners, or ETP, announcing a proposed crude oil pipeline from North Dakota to Patoka, Illinois, called Dakota Access. ETP is asking the landowner to grant them access to their land to conduct surveys, investigations, and core sampling activities. ETP has not filed for approval of the project with regulatory agencies in Illinois or other states impacted by the proposed pipeline. Landowners do not have to grant access to their land to ETP, and landowners should seek legal counsel before signing any agreement proposed by ETP. If you received information from the company, you can contact the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 if you have any questions. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.